free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-616-5339. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-616-5339. That's 1-800-616-5339.
The weather's turning nice. The leaves are turning brown and golden. Time to go check out some wineries. Time to check out Yellow Farmhouse Winery. They're harvesting, crushing, and pressing the grapes. Fall leaves are beautiful. The landscape is fantastic. They got a big, giant stone fireplace. Yellow Farmhouse Winery on Highway 94 in Defiance. It's the first winery you get to. That's why I call it the number one winery. Yellow Farmhouse Winery in Defiance on Highway 94. We'll see you there.
Chuck's Boots is your headquarters for Thoroughgood work boots. For the world's most comfortable work boots, look for Thoroughgood boots at Chuck's Boots, the world's largest boot store in Fenton and newly expanded in St. Peter's.
Chuck's Boots never leave my feet.
3 out of 4 homeowners don't know where to place smoke alarms. They should be installed on every floor and near sleeping areas. Kids' smoke alarms will help protect your family.
I'd like to announce that I'm at level 21 on Candy Crush. I never thought I'd get past 13.
Oh, 191 here.
I saw a TV commercial.
Oh, come on.
About,
are you serious?
Yeah.
About a new game. A TV commercial today about a new game, and it says, from the makers of Candy Crush.
Oh, boy. Don't tell me what it is.
And I can't remember what the name
good.
Of it is.
Good. I don't need to know. Are you serious? You're level what?
191.
Oh, how can that be?
Well,
how much time have you put on Candy Crush?
It's just, 20 minutes a day, maybe.
Liar.
20 hours a day.
Liar, unwilling to face his addiction to Candy Crush. It's time to talk about
great
other
the
things.
Bathroom.
other things besides Candy Crush. Things like, I don't know, your TV or the one you think you'd like to buy, but you're not sure. Or laptop or, iPhone, smartphone, whatever. We have the guy who can answer your questions, but you need to call now. His name is Jose Hernandez. I'm going to give you the number after I tell you. It's brought to you by Oreck and the 7 locally owned and operated Oreck Home Care Centers. Yes, they make great vacuum cleaners, but there are lots of other great home care products in these Oreck stores, and you need to check them out. Now, here are the numbers, 314-969-KTRS. That's the one that has the most lines, by the way, 314-969-KTRS, or toll free, 888-550-KTRS. And here is Jose Hernandez.
Hello, everybody.
Hey, Jose.
How you doing, Jose?
I'm excellent, Frank. How are you?
Good. Jose's lost weight, everybody. How much weight have you lost?
I have no idea.
You've lost at least 15, would you say?
I got a haircut.
That's it. You got a haircut. Nah, you lost a little weight. What do you, anybody have anything for Jose?
I don't.
Then it's all yours. So the callers jump in.
Recent reports have suggested that carriers, the people that are selling Samsung Galaxy S4s, are seeing a return rate of up to 30% for various battery-related issues, including fast draining and the lithium batteries expanding and pushing the covers off the back of them. Samsung has now launched a free Galaxy S4 battery replacement program. If you're having trouble with your Galaxy S4 battery, take it back to your original provider, and they'll give you a new battery.
Good
boy, anybody else tired of seeing those Galaxy
Watch commercials?
Watch commercials during the playoffs?
I am.
Oh, my goodness. I can't. It's like stepping back in technology. I don't know why.
It's Dick Tracy.
Look, it's too small.
I know. That's what I'm saying. You're going backwards.
Even if you have the eyes of a 20-year-old, I don't want to watch video.
I don't want to talk into my watch.
You look stupid.
Yeah, because you look smart talking into the Bluetooth device.
I've never liked those either.
Yeah. It seems, according to piracydata.org, they did a survey of the top pirated movies and found out that not a single film was available for streaming service through Netflix or Amazon Prime or any other of the major carriers, and that only 3 of the top 10 films were available for rental online. Apparently, the RIAA and the Motion Picture Association should take a little note, and, if you made these films available for online use, you probably wouldn't be pirated.
Do you have what the films are?
No.
Okay.
No, it's whatever people are stealing, but the point is that they're stealing it because they can't get it any other way legally.
So if you want to stop the piracy, make them available
online. Absolutely. Yeah.
But they're probably movies that are maybe in theaters right now because a lot of the ones you can get through illegal purposes are movies that are still in the theater.
What?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Why, you don't know what you're talking about. Nobody would do that.
In cooperation with the European Union and the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, Ireland is preparing to cut the tax shelter for Apple and many other companies. Seems a lot of folks are sending a lot of money over to Ireland and parking it in offshore companies so they don't have to pay U.S. taxes on it. One of them happened to be Apple. Tim Cook landed in front of a U.S. Senate panel earlier trying to explain why more than $100 billion of cash were stashed overseas.
$100 billion?
$100 billion. And thereby not subject to U.S. taxes.
Wow.
Last but not least, Sony is going to roll out the PlayStation 4 in kiosks at select retailers nationwide. So you can basically go out and try it before you buy one. Should be available about 2 weeks. They're going to be in Best Buys, GameStops, Targets, and Walmarts. Mm. Also in Sony stores if you live near one.
All right, off to the phones we go. I did tell Peon, I'll tell you, Jose, I watched my first Netflix 2 episodes of a series.
Mm-hmm.
I know Kevin Spacey has House of Cards on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
I watched Orange is the New Black. We've watched 2 episodes.
Oh, that's an excellent one.
I think we may be hooked on another series, but it's Netflix only. I'm going to tell you something. Netflix, these productions are Showtime HBO quality productions.
Sure.
They're in it.
Was it? I think it was on ABC News at the top of the hour that Netflix subscribers have eclipsed HBO.
Yes,
subscribers.
I asked the HBO.
Really?
Yes.
Well, it's cheaper. Was it $8 a month or something if you have Wi-Fi?
And they're talking about sooner than later getting rid of DVDs altogether and Netflix going to just streaming only material.
This world we live in. All right, let's go to the phones. First up, Richard. Richard, say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose. I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. What can I do for you, Richard?
I have followed your advice and tried going into my computer to reset to a different date to try to get rid of the virus that's apparently attacked my laptop.
Yes.
And you go through and tell it I want to go to this date, and it says you have to select the drive that you've got all the stuff on. You want to reset, and it comes up and shows C, which is the only drive I've got.
Yes.
And you can highlight it in the box. You're supposed to put a check mark in, and it won't let me do that. So that I never get the next button to highlight so I can use it to actually do the reset.
Sounds like you have a very good virus.
Well, anytime you click on Google or any try to get to the internet, it does all kinds of nasty stuff. And it says it's Microsoft, but any of you click on it, they always want money. So
yeah.
Can you go to another date?
I can't get to another date because it won't. I can't select the drive to get the next button to click next and move on.
Let me jump in here and ask you a question. How many hours of porn do you think you watch a week?
Well, my wife does that, I guess.
Oh. Well, that's a good woman you got there. She learned some tricks. What do you think, Jose?
You're going to need a virus scanner, a pretty good one. Which ones do you have currently?
We were trying to use the Microsoft Essentials.
Yes.
And apparently it's not working.
Nope. I would pick up Malwarebytes at malwarebytes.org and try.
I have a problem there in that I can't get it to go to the, when you try to get onto Google or anything to go to the internet, all this stuff pops up and tells you you're trying to enter a site that's going to harm your computer.
Do you have
it won't let me actually go anywhere.
Do you have another computer you could use?
Yes.
Okay. Use that one and download Malwarebytes, and it actually has a stealth installation. While you're on the other machine, Google how to install the stealth version of it, and it will basically boot and run by itself and scan.
I wouldn't have to put it on CD or something. I've got them both on my wireless internet now.
Yeah, you're going to have to put it on CD.
Okay. All right.
Good luck.
I'll try that.
Thank you, Richard.
Thank you.
Yeah, these viruses are nasty.
Here's Johnny. Johnny, say hi to Jose.
Hey, Jose.
Johnny?
Appreciate all your advice. I've listened to a lot and helped a lot. First time I ever called you. AM and PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. I use the Firefox browser.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like all the time now, it seems like things will get better, but I get this thing that there's a script that is stopped or something. And then you got to click on keep it, wait or cancel it. And the screen locks up, and it just wastes a lot of my time on the computer when I'm trying to, send out an email or something, or,
mm-hmm.
Trying to do something on the computer. Is there a way for me to remedy that?
I presume you're running the latest and greatest version of Firefox.
Right.
It could be one of the plugins like Flash Player or Shockwave.
Yeah, it's normally Shockwave.
I would go to the Adobe site and download the most current version of Shockwave for Firefox.
Okay.
And give that a try.
Okay, that's on Adobe?
Yep.
Great. Thanks so much for everything.
Thank you, Johnny.
Bye.
And here's Kathy. Kathy, say hello to Jose.
Hi, Jose.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi. I have an iPhone 5, and ever since I updated the
iOS 7.
A lot of times I get calls just from certain people, and it won't even ring. It won't even light up my phone. It just goes right to voicemail. And the other thing is sometimes I get text messages from people, and it doesn't light up. It doesn't alert, nothing. It just, I have to look at my phone, and then I know that I got a phone call or a text message.
Yeah, I'd like to just step in. Kathy, as a fellow iPhone user, I hate that software.
Yeah,
it's not
really
you. It's
I've
not
tried
just you.
I've resetting the network settings.
Oh, it's horrible.
I've reset the phone. I've called AT&T.
No,
Sprint.
No, it's horrible.
I've done everything.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
I hate everything about it. I've had more trouble since that new software, that 7.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it's not you. Would you agree?
No, it's nothing to do with you, Kathy. It's just the operating system they installed on the phone is screwing them all up. The recommendation I have for you is find an Apple store here in St. Louis and go to their Genius Bar. And have a chat with them about what's going on. They may have some answers that AT&T and Verizon don't have.
Okay. I'll do that. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you, Kathy.
Thanks.
And what
Bye.
I may do is go there and say, can you just put it back to the software it had before or tell me how to do that? I'd just soon have that. I don't need the new stuff. It's horrible. This should be Andy. Andy, say hi to Jose.
Hey, how you doing, Jose?
I'm good, Andy. How are you?
Pretty good. Hey, Frank.
Yes, sir.
All right, AM/PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hey, Jose, simple question. Lost my computer in a divorce. I want to know something that I can go ahead and purchase that is acceptable to today's standard, because I know every 18 months these things change.
Oh, they're obsolete by the time you get them home and unpack them. what I would do is figure out how much money you want to spend and have that dollar amount in mind and then go visit one of the box stores locally. And for the X amount of dollars, let's presume that I'm going to spend $1,000. Not necessarily you're going to spend that.
Okay.
For $1,000, I'm looking for the fastest processor I can get. If the processors are equal in speed, I'm looking for the largest amount of hard drive space I can get. If processor speed and hard drive space are equal, I'm looking for the largest amount of RAM I can get.
This is like the diamond color cut, clarity, cut, color, and
well,
carats.
The diamonds,
these
but,
are the three things that you look for
right.
in a
and
computer.
And if you're looking for a desktop or a laptop, desktop keyboards are standardized. Laptop keyboards are not. So if you're looking at a specific laptop for a dollar amount, play with it and make sure that your hands fit nice and things are where you're going to find them. I've had people who have bought laptops that mouse pad is offset one direction or the other. And every time they're trying to do something, it ends up readjusting the mouse when they're typing.
Okay. What kind of numbers, you know?
2.9 to 3 gigahertz. You're looking at half a terabyte, 500 gigabyte hard drive or larger. You're looking at 4 gig of RAM or more.
500 on the hard drive.
Mm-hmm.
What was that on the RAM?
4 gig of RAM.
4 gig of RAM.
Yep, 4 gigabytes.
Yeah, sometimes you can get great deals. I was looking at laptops. You can get great deals on them, and you look down, and it says 2 gigs.
I've always been confused by the – they're both gigabytes, the RAM and the hard drive. That confuses me. RAM is what again?
RAM is 4, and that hard drive is 500.
Okay, and that has – what does RAM do?
Random
speed?
Random is a faster memory. It's a solid-state memory that talks directly to the CPU, and your hard drive is used to store large files. It's CPU, RAM, and then your hard drive. That's how
it
talks.
What if it's like 520 or 540 or something?
Then
the other one is, I've seen them for like 4 gig and then 3, like 20 or something like that.
Right, right.
Is that worth it?
Yeah. Yeah, those aren't bad machines.
Okay.
But basically, and anything you buy today is going to be within standard.
Okay.
Andy, this must have been a pretty nasty divorce. She took your computer.
Well, she took my truck, too.
Oh, that sounds like a country song.
Yes.
You need to sit down and write a country song. She took my computer.
Well,
she took my truck.
I've got my daughter and I've got my house. So.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Well, good luck. Good luck to you.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, Andy.
Yeah, I think the house and the daughter, that's a win-win deal.
Mm-hmm.
The computer and the truck,
replaceable. Yeah.
A lot easier than the daughter and the house. This, if I hit the right button, is Paul. Paul, say hello to Jose.
Hey, Jose. How you doing?
Good, Paul.
I'm great. I'm in the pew.
Hallelujah. You know, Paul, he didn't ask you how you were.
Oh, I know.
You said, how you doing, Jose? He said, I'm good. And you said, I'm great. I admire that. Yeah, I like a man who says he's great without being asked.
He's one up in
like
me.
Muhammad Ali.
Well, I'm great. I got through today, so.
Good. You are great.
Yeah. I'm doing real good.
Yeah.
I have a question about Skype. I'm trying to, you know, download this on this laptop I commandeered for my children.
Yes.
And I can't get the webcam going, and I have no idea how to do it. It's a HP TX2000.
Mm-hmm.
I just have no idea how to operate.
Have you perhaps chatted with the children?
I have asked everybody, and they've taken pictures with it, but nobody knows how to make it work.
Can I ask you a question? Is it an add-on camera, or is it built into the computer?
It's built into
it's
it.
Built
okay.
into it. I would go to the HP site for that particular model and make sure you have the latest and greatest drivers downloaded for the webcam.
Okay. And do I got to call them, or?
No, you can go to the website.
Okay.
And under support and downloads, and they'll ask you what model number it is, and then they'll have a whole list of available drivers for it.
And this is probably a dumb question, Paul, but have you Googled my webcam won't work on? Have you done that?
No, sir, I have not.
You know what? Do that.
Sure.
Type in the exact problem and hit it, and I'll bet you something comes up on a site that'll tell you exactly what's wrong.
Okay, I think I will try that.
All right.
All right.
All right, Paul. Thank you.
All right. You guys have a good day.
Yeah, well, it's a good thing you got me backing you up, Jose.
I know. I'm useless otherwise.
Man, I know some tech stuff. Not. Dan, say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose.
Hello, Dan.
Hi, gang.
Hi, Dan.
You know,
hi, Dan.
I kind of blew my cover because they found my $100 billion.
What?
Oh, with the Apple story.
The Apple story.
You're the one hiding.
But anyway.
It's a good one.
Jose, my wife was watching something the other day, and they were talking about just engage Java and cookies, and so she went into our computer. I'm not going to say mine, ours, and did something, and now I can't find anything. You know, everything pops up, and then once you know, you got to clear it. How do we fix that now?
You would go back in the same way you disabled Java and cookies and re-enable them. And it's
okay,
different for each browser that you use.
Okay.
If you look in the help file for each browser, like Chrome or Firefox or Internet Explorer, it'll tell you how to just go to the help file and say enable cookies and enable Java.
Okay, so since we shared a computer, but we both have our own side, we have to do it on both sides.
Yes.
Okay. All right. She must have kept mine blocked for some reason. I don't know why.
I don't know why she would block what you want to look at, Dan.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Women.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dan. Dan sounded like he might have had a...
He's enjoying his afternoon.
Ended his shift and had a couple of after-shift beverages. Good for him. That's it. We're out of time. And if you didn't get your question answered... You might want to try this, emailing Jose. His email address is techquestions@ktrs.com. That's techquestions@ktrs.com. Please don't forget that he's brought to you by Oreck. Terrific stores. There are 7 of them. They're locally owned and operated, and they got a lot of great products you'll really like. And you'll be surprised, as I was, when we bought our really neat heater, space heater, and a couple of other things we never expected to find in an Oreck store. They're there. Give it up, if you would, for Jose Hernandez.
Good day, everybody.
Thank you, Jose. And now, ladies and gentlemen, after a 2-week absence on this show, let me read you some of the emails that I've gotten the last
couple. I can't imagine how many.
Dear Frank, notice that John Londoff has not been on for the better part of the last couple of weeks. The show has never sounded better. Here's another one. Dear Frank, where's where's Londoff? This one says, where is he? Duck hunting? Turkey hunting? What's the deal? And then they don't say if they're upset or glad about it. And then I look at the stack of these. Well, it's welcome back. He's been really busy. I hope selling cars. John Londoff.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know. That's quite a welcome back.
Well, you deserve it. Been gone for a few shows.
You're just trying to say that the show was better without me.
That's an email.
That's one person.
That's one listener. Ignore
that. Probably
another Chevy dealer.
Zoned in on that one.
You know what? That's probably another dealer trying to stir something.
That's not the views of anybody in the studio.
No.
I know
no,
that.
No. That's a dealer, I guarantee it.
That maybe wouldn't be coming from you, Frank.
No.
Of course not.
Because, I mean, I've heard some things about the Friday show.
What have you heard?
That people are like, wow, that is a great show. I'm like, well, hold it. Frank's not on Fridays.
Do you have a copy of one of those emails?
I will send it. Well, there's more than one.
John, you're supposed to just grab a scrap piece of paper in your desk and rattle it into the phone.
And make up a name.
Don't you know how this works?
There it is.
There you go. There, he found
there's
it.
One right there.
He found the email.
Who sent that email?
Come on,
John?
Be honest. You've missed me.
Okay. We have. Yes.
I mean, you've called me on my cell phone. I don't remember several times.
I don't think several times. I called you yesterday.
I called
you twice yesterday about a Corvette.
Twice on a Sunday?
Yeah.
I don't answer. I mean, I answer what I answer.
Business is business. You don't want to sell a car on a Sunday?
Of course I do.
Of course you do.
Let me just tell you, when Frank O'Pinion comes up on my cell phone,
take that call.
We stop. That's right. I was at a subdivision party with a bunch of great neighbors, and I said, whoa, I was in the middle of a great
storm. Stop everything.
I'll be right back.
Yeah.
All I had to do was show them the name on the phone. They're like, tell them hello.
Yeah, I got to tell you, my son and I were watching Corvette videos last night, and
that sounds exciting.
It was exciting, and he just said, Dad, he said, really? You really think the SS? And I said, let me make a call. And then I found out you have a couple of the first two Corvettes came in, but they're manual transmission. So you're going to be on the lookout.
They're already gone. Sold both of them.
Oh, I don't doubt that. You're going to be on the lookout and let me know when an automatic
comes. You should have come up and look at.
It is
breathtaking.
No, it's spectacular. And here's the deal: the reason I think I've decided I may want to go the Corvette way is my wife does not want me to have it, and that is probably why I'm going to get it. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you, men who are real men. Thank you. Yeah, I'll show her.
You know that is so not true.
It is true.
We've been together.
She doesn't like Corvettes. She doesn't like them. She's never liked Corvettes. Never.
No, but you still have to ask her.
Oh no! Oh no! I don't. No.
Yes, you do.
No.
So let me ask you this.
Yeah.
You get the Corvette.
Mm-hmm.
She goes shopping.
Oh, she's already gone shopping for her whole life. Let me tell you what she said this weekend. She had a leather bag. Now, tell me if Mimi's ever pulled this one. She had a leather bag, and we're in Kansas City, and I said, I've never seen that bag before. I said, is that new? It's not new. And I said, well, how old is it exactly? And it turns out it's like 2 weeks old. New means, you know, today. So I said, you have a bunch of bags, okay? And I said, why did you need this bag? It's leather. I think the one I saw you carry last time was leather. Get this. She says, this is a winter bag. Like there's winter leather and summer. Summer leather. What? Women.
You didn't know that?
No. No, that's not a winter bag. This is a winter bag. Wow. Leather's leather to me.
Leather's leather.
Yeah, so she's done her shopping.
So what do you have that you wear that's leather?
A belt.
Okay.
That's it. I don't carry a wallet.
A leather vest?
No, I don't do leather vest. A belt, that's it. I don't even usually wear leather shoes. That's rare. I wear, like, boat shoes or canvas shoes or something like that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you have any cowboy boots?
I do. I do have a nice pair of cowboy boots. I don't wear them, but I have them. They hurt my feet. Cowboy boots, if you don't wear them all the time, they tear your feet out.
Never worn a pair of cowboy
boots. Ever? You've never had a pair on?
No.
Oh, wow. You're going to have at least one pair of cowboy boots. Everybody should have one pair. John, you have some, don't you?
Oh, yeah, lots. Yeah.
Lots?
Yeah. I'm just a Hoosier. I mean, I'm a country boy, frustrated country boy, born in the city. I love my cowboy
boots. I do like the look of cowboy boots. I wish I wore them better. Maybe I've just never had a really comfortable pair. The ones I don't like are those ostrich ones with the bumps on them. I don't like that. I like snake skin, that kind of stuff.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So you've got a pair of boots.
I have one pair.
Do you have a cowboy hat?
Yes, I have about four cowboy hats.
Four cowboy hats.
I used to work in country music. I have four.
They have to have several pair of cowboy boots.
Well, I only am down.
Do you have any of those big belt buckles?
Yes, yes. I do. Like the rodeo people wear. I do. From my country music days, I have those great big silver buckles. I got a couple of those.
Next time we go out, we're wearing cowboy boots with jeans.
No.
Cowboy hat.
No, and I'll tell you why. That buckle digs into my fat.
Am I not like the sponsor on the show?
That doesn't matter. Those big buckles dig into your belly.
I don't matter now?
You get a fat stomach.
Oh, this is what happens when you're gone for 2 weeks. Now you don't matter.
Huh? Hey, I'm not dressing for you. I'm not going to dress in a belt buckle.
I don't know if you need to dress for me.
That sounds
kind of weird, too, by the way.
Sounds gay.
Well,
take a picture and send it to John. Nope. Is this okay? Does this outfit look all right?
Yeah. Hey, John, we're going to dinner. Does this look all right? Is this do I look fat in the, do I look fat in this belt buckle?
Does this make my butt look big? Yeah.
No, those belt buckles are for skinny guys because it'll dig into your gut. It really. We can't sit down.
I love the ones that have a beer bottle opener on them. Have you seen those?
Yeah, yeah. I've got.
And a shout out to Margie Berkeley. Margie Berkeley. She was at our subdivision party because she lived in a house. She and her husband Bob Berkeley Construction built. He built our house. He passed away a few years ago. Great guy. Built our house and lived next door to us for about 3 years. And she came to the party. She just looks great. And she listens every day. And Marge, great seeing you. Had a lot of fun. Whenever we needed to get some work done on the house that we paid Bob for, and Margie, we'd wait for Bob to go out of town. Mimi and I would invite Margie over for a glass or two of Chardonnay, some cheese and crackers, you know, some appetizers. And
Huh? No, Rat Boy, you said cheese. You set him off. If you say cheese, crazy. How great, though, to have your builder next door. Man, he knows. Nobody knows the house like that guy.
One time, Mimi had a legal pad, a list of some things she wanted fixed. I mean, we'd only been in the house maybe, 5 weeks. And he came around, and he was walking around. I'm at work, and this was in the morning, and he took the legal pad with all the things that she had written down, that she wanted fixed in the house. And she calls me. She's so mad. She's like, he took my legal pad. You call him right now. I want my legal pad brought right back to the house right now. And I never did get that legal pad back, but I waited for Bob to go out of town. I'd call Margie over. We'd have a lot of fun, end up going out to dinner. And next day, carpenters were showing up, electricians were showing up, plumbers were showing up. All the stuff that we needed fixed was getting
fixed. Let me go back and repeat what you just said. He was out of town, so you and his wife went out and had a lot of fun.
Mimi and I would go out.
Well, no wonder you got worked out.
I would go out. No, because Mimi was with us.
That's
okay.
Yeah,
I know you get the hot spot.
Do that impression of Mimi again. That was pretty good. When he took my legal pad, do that again. That was good.
No, I'm not.
Okay. Smart.
Because she's listening.
Let's sell something.
Well, you know what? We have got a lot to sell. We have got a lot to sell. Chevy Malibus, and we have way too many. We have way too many new cars and new trucks in inventory. It's always a great time to buy at Jenny Law and Duff Chevrolet. But it's probably gotten even a little bit better. Don't put off until the end of the year or the first of next year. Come in now. It doesn't cost a dime. Cost a plugged nickel to check out and see what your payment would be, what it would cost to buy a new Chevy car, truck, SUV, or a newer pre-owned vehicle. Malibu's only $18,800. Chevy Sonics, only $12,500. $12,500 for a brand new 2013 Chevy Sonic. Ooh, we have way, way, way too many. $15,500 on a Silverado regular cab. More Silverados in stock, 13 models and 14 models. I just drove my son Sam Londoff's 2014 Silverado demo that he's driving. Wow, what a truck. I think after duck season, I'm probably going to drive one for a few months. I always drive a Tahoe or Suburban during duck season. I want to keep Jack the Blackwater Jack the Wonder Dog nice and comfortable while he's running around. And
that Jack's treated pretty well for a dog. He's got a good life.
He's a good dog. He's just a great pet, you know. Do you guys have a dog, Frank?
We've had several dogs. The last dog we had, my mother-in-law now has it, keep her company. And I didn't particularly like that little dog anyway. And then the dog before that we gave to my mother-in-law as well, and it got old and died. It was a great dog. I love dogs.
I do, too.
We're going to get another dog. We'll get another dog.
Yep, we're going to, hey, $10,000 off Silverado extending cabs and...
Wow!
2013 model, 10 up to... $10,000 off, and up to $12,000 probably off on the HD crew cabs. HDs, come on, we have way too many. They have got to go. Pre-owned, interest rates as low as 1.9 on certified pre-owned rates. So great time to buy, and you know we need your trade-in. Even if you don't need to buy a car right now, we'll buy your vehicle. If you have one or two too many in the driveway or in the house, we'll take one off your hands.
Okay. You checked the Corvette order sheet yet?
The only reason that Patrick and I have not called you back is because he has been too busy selling
cars.
That's
all right. When you see what's coming in, let me know. I need an automatic, and I'd like to have one that's got everything in the world on it if I can.
You get ready to call you at 3:15. I said it's too late. He's on
that's
the
That's all right. No hurry.
He's making America laugh right now.
Oh, that's, well, that's, I like that.
That's good. Yeah.
I like making America
You're making
laugh.
People. And you're just, I mean, if anyone had a bad weekend, they listen to you and they listen to your team. I mean, they listen to Ian and what's his name?
Dan.
TV star.
Hey, did you see Dan on Channel 5?
TV star?
Channel 5. Was it Friday night or Thursday night?
It was Thursday night.
Thursday night.
I was out of town,
went
too.
To the ball. And who's talking here?
You are.
Do I get to talk or not? I haven't been on for 2 weeks. Nothing strange. You still cut me off.
Sorry, sir.
So, can I continue?
Yeah, go ahead.
So we get in town Thursday. Bam. Unpack. You know, go to the work all day. Tried to cram about 12 hours worth of work into about 8 hours. Went to the baseball game. What a great baseball game. Those red hot St. Louis Cardinals. Mike Matheny, one of the greatest guys in the area. What a super person. Hats off to he and his cards. And let's go get... Number 12. And then we got in the car and we drove up to Dayton, Ohio to watch our son Harry play hockey. Hadn't seen him since my mom passed away. And, you know, man, you miss him after it's been 4 or 5 weeks now. And got to watch him play a great game of hockey. And Dayton Flyers beat Eastern Kentucky 8-0. Only to have dinner and then breakfast the next morning and turn around and drive back home so we could hit the subdivision and party. So I am so glad to be back in the office and working again. So I can't wait to meet some of your awesome listeners. They're the best. They're all really intelligent. And I'm telling you, good looking. Woo!
That's right. Well, they're on the way. They're on the way.
It was call 314-837-1800. That's 314-837-1800. Talk to Mary Ryan. And then Linda takes over for Mary in a little bit. You can go online, LawnDuff.com. Get things started, LONDOFF, LawnDuff.com. You can pretty much buy the vehicle online. We just haven't quite figured out how to throw it through the screen and have it land in your driveway. But if need be, we can pick up, we can deliver. We'll do whatever it takes to make your unbelievable listeners happy with the purchase of a new or pre-owned vehicle here at Johnny Lawn Duff Chevrolet.
Whatever it takes. That's all they need to hear. We will send them to you.
Abbreviated as a JLC.
What? Oh, Johnny
Lawn Duff
Chevrolet.
JLC.
We will send them to you. October is going to be a good month for you. That's my prediction.
It's a great month. It is good. Now that everyone in the government's got their act together, I guess you could say their act together. But did you miss me?
Of course we did.
Okay. Wasn't very sincere.
Well,
just the way I feel right now. It's just you. Are Ian and Dan in the bathroom or something? They go take a break.
No, we're here. No, they decided.
You're there now.
They just don't want to interrupt you like me. Listen, we're gonna send you some people. And
okay,
we'll
see you, kids.
See you. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Whew, boy. He's sensitive.
You hear that? He didn't even want to hear about Dan's TV thing. He just moved past it.
Glossed right over.
We go, do you see Dan on TV?
He goes,
we went to Drury.
That had to hurt you.
It did hurt.
Did you see Dan on TV? Boom, Dayton, Ohio.
He went right into,
Didn't even care.
John, when he did TV commercials, I said, I saw you on TV. You looked great.
He didn't even want to hear about it. Didn't want to hear about it.
It's almost like he ignored it.
That hurts.
It hurts me for you. I'm hurting for you.
Take the knife out of my back.
Wow, that had to hurt. Maybe he didn't mean it. Maybe he did.
Yeah. He probably did.
We're going to take a break and come back. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, let's go airborne and check traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
You know, there's not much traffic out here, but we do have some incidents to speak of. First of all, on westbound 364, the Page Extension, just after Bennington Place, you've got an accident that has three left lanes blocked, the two right lanes getting through. Traffic is backed up well east of Highway 270, and it's also causing northbound 270, those two right lanes, to back up midway between Page or Olive and Page, trying to ramp on to westbound 364. They're working with an accident at Highway 30 in Dittmer, Catawissa, and then also, excuse me, eastbound 70. Now, the report came in that it was near the Wentzville Parkway, but it looks like we've got a lot of traffic backing up around Wright City. So somewhere in that area, an overturned vehicle, and I'm on my way to check out a possible accident now on westbound 44 at Bowles Avenue. Now, we do have wide open highways on southbound 270, no delays at all the way through 40 through 55. And then on westbound 44, the right lane is pretty well jammed up from Lindbergh, trying to ramp on to southbound 270. And this traffic report is brought to you by Walmart. The Walmart October Savings Event is here, where you'll find huge savings like 10 to 11 ounce bags of Doritos XXL for just $2.48 at Walmart. Ends October 31st while supplies last. See store for details. With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
If you're thinking about it, we're talking about it. This is the Big 550
KTRS.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Depend on it.
Are you between the ages of 25 and 65? Do you need to lose at least 10 pounds? If you answered yes, we're looking for you. We need you to participate in an absolutely risk-free nationwide trial of an extremely potent weight loss supplement. It's called AF Plus. To participate, you must call 1-800-700-5614 in the next 10 minutes. AF Plus is a proven weight loss breakthrough. Take one capsule just once a day as directed, and you can experience maximum weight loss, pounds in days. It's all natural, safe, and healthy. But if your weight loss with AF Plus is too dramatic, please decrease use and only take it every other day. We're so confident you'll lose weight that we'll give you a full-size supply to use absolutely risk-free. We only need 100 more users for this trial, so if you need to lose weight, call immediately to guarantee your participation in this nationwide risk-free trial. Call 1-800-700-5614. That toll-free number again is 1-800-700-5614.
Warning! If you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it's faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. is available to settle your debt, too. You may reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-400-3757. That's 1-800-400-3757. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-400-3757. 1-800-400-3757. 1-800-400-3757.
Broken eyeglasses keeping you from seeing the action? Spectrum Eyeglass Repair has been the leader in eyeglass repair for over a decade. We can fix that expensive pair of sunglasses you thought were doomed to the glove box forever. Spectrum Eyeglass Repair carries the largest selection of pre-made polarized clip-on sunglasses and has the ability to make custom fitted clip-ons for almost any eyeglass frame. We have two area locations, Crestwood and St. Peter's. Check us out in the Yellow Pages under Optical Repair or on the web at SpectrumEyeglassRepair.com.
Having a heart attack or stroke can make you look at life differently.
After my heart attack, my doctor told me about the Fourier study. The Fourier study is a clinical research study evaluating an investigational medication to see if it may reduce the risk of having another heart attack or stroke in individuals that have had a heart attack, stroke, or who have peripheral arterial disease. The study is investigating a different approach to reducing bad cholesterol levels. If you have had a heart attack, stroke, or if you have peripheral arterial disease, you may be able to take part in the Fourier study. Eligible study participants will receive study-required care and may receive study medication. Study participants may also receive compensation for time and travel. The Fourier study is enrolling now. See if you may qualify. To learn more, call 1-888-980-8077. That's 1-888-980-8077. Or visit cardioresearchstudy.com.
In life, you seldom get the chance for a do-over, but that's not true when it comes to your supplemental coverage to Medicare. Imagine having a plan where you can keep your own doctor, have your gym membership paid for, and pay no additional premiums over your Medicare Part B. That's called Medicare Advantage. This is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. Take advantage of your opportunity today. Call me at 314-863-0008 for a free Medicare comparison. 314-863-0008.
Be our guest for Broadway's most enchanted musical. Networks proudly presents Disney's Beauty and the Beast, live on stage, featuring all of the adventure, the spectacular effects, and the classic Disney songs you've come to love.
At the Fabulous Fox, November 1st through 3rd in the U.S. Bank Broadway Series, sponsored by American Airlines. Get your tickets today at MetroTix.com.
The government shutdown, the debt ceiling, volatile stock markets, low interest rates. Are you concerned about preserving your assets and creating an income in these uncertain times?
Hi, this is Laurie and Ken Heisey. At Heisey Advisory Group, we specialize in asset preservation and income planning. Call us today at 314-909-1116 to schedule a no-obligation consultation that will address your concerns. That's 314-909-1116. Heisey Advisory Group. Financial security in any economy.
Ladies, are any of these symptoms familiar? Hot flashes, sleeplessness, irritability, or weight gain? If you're a woman over 40 experiencing these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. Ambryn can help you balance hormones and relieve your hot flashes, sleeplessness, irritability, and other symptoms of menopause. And now you can finally lose weight. Yes, even that stubborn body fat with Ambryn Weight Loss. Call now and ask how you can get your free sample of Ambryn Weight Loss. Call 1-800-424-8740. That's 1-800-424-8740.
If you haven't yet, you got to stop by the Blackfin American Grill at the Galleria to check out their new menu. The new items are amazing. For more, go to blackfinamericangrill.com. Eat, drink, be lively.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456, or download the app STL Taxi. That's STL Taxi for Laclede Cab. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Hey, Bill. Hello, everybody. Good Monday afternoon. How are you?
Great, Bill. How are you?
I'm doing great. Well, it turns out that because of the shutdown, the government shutdown, at least 400,000 government employees will be paid for not working.
Right.
They're like being a Kardashian.
No.
Yeah. Same thing. And President Obama gave a speech today to address the Obamacare website glitches. He said the whole thing was George Bush's fault.
Well, of course it is.
Hey, did you see there's an oil spill in the North Dakota? As much as 20,000 barrels escaped from a burst pipeline up there.
No.
The oil companies are promising to get it all cleaned up. And if you've ever been to a gas station restroom, you know how great they are at cleaning up.
Oh, yeah.
And finally, this afternoon. Nice. That's a lot. 20,000 barrels of oil, oddly enough, the same amount in 10 buckets of Kentucky Fried Chicken.
There goes that sponsor.
Wow.
Sorry, everybody. So, Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, and from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Thank you, Bill.
You're welcome.
I don't think they advertise here anyway. Mm-mm. I'm a Chick-fil-A guy. That was Bill Cleveland, courtesy of Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. If the Playhouse is on the way, joke by request, so stay tuned for that. Amenities. Let's talk about them. Let's talk about you going to Amenities if you haven't gone. Now, listen to me. Before you know it, look at Halloween's a week and a half away, okay? And then, boom, here's Thanksgiving, holiday, here. How's your house? How's your house as, in terms of a place to hang out and have fun and have people over? Boring. If there's nothing on TV, nobody has anything to do, and you have to sit around and talk to people you don't want to talk to. Turn it into a place to play. Amenities has such really neat stuff like pinball machines and arcade games, and they just got a bunch of new fire pits and patio heaters. You want to take it outside. There's still plenty of outdoor weather if people have the right outdoor stuff, like outdoor heaters and fire pits. They have fire pits, gas and wood burning, start at $1,199. And freestanding patio heaters, like you go in the restaurants, they have the heaters. They start at $199. They also got a new shipment of shuffleboard tables. And these are professional-grade shuffleboard tables. Amenities lifetime warranty on these shuffleboard tables. How about a jukebox? Not just one, but several different models, starting at $2,199. How about the new Star Trek pinball machine? The perfect drawer. This is a gift you get for yourself or anybody who has a pool table. It'll turn almost any pool table into a pool table with storage underneath. It's called the perfect drawer. It's only $499. Cardinals. Has there been a better time in the last couple of years to get a Cardinal black and chrome pub set? It's a table with two stools with the Cardinal logos on the black stools and top of the table with chrome base. It was $849, $599. And then, of course, the area rugs, and of course, Jaffe lighting and all the other stuff. The biggest selection of home theater furniture in the St. Louis area. It's Amenities. It is so much fun, and there's no other store like it, and I don't think there ever will be. In the Valley, Chesterfield Valley, Aminis, or Amenities.com. Don't go away. The Playhouse is coming up. It is 5 o'clock at the Big 550 KTRS.
From ABC News.